Today's daf is daf mem dalet, but we're a little bit behind, and we got up to two lines down from the middle on mem gimel amid beis, and we're right up to the next piece of the Mishnah, which is ha'ish mekadeshet bito. Now, you'll notice that the stress in the Mishnah, you go back to the ha'ish mekadeshet bito kishehi na'ara. So the Mishnah stresses kishehi na'ara. Certainly when she's a ketana, he can be mekabel kedushin for her. Well, let's see what the relationship is, and we've already discussed this before, what the relationship is between the na'ara's own capabilities and the father's. Na'ara ha'me'urasa hi ve'avia mekablin et gita. So we have a halacha in the Mishnah that both the father and herself could be mekabel a get. Now, of course, we weren't talking about a get in our Mishnah, we were talking about Kedushin in our Mishnah. So we're going to see how this now devolves upon Kedushin. Omar Rebbe Yehuda, there's no such thing. How can two people have the right to achieve the same thing? I mean, we can't have two people at loggerheads here. If the Torah gives reshus to the father, then it's the father who is mekabel to get. And then in general, someone who is incapable of taking care of her own gate, and this would be the equivalent even of the shota. In other words, if you have a woman who is uncontrollable, so then she has no idea that she's supposed to actually stay away from the guy to whom she was once married, so then even if the father is mekabel the get, it's not going to be a get, because a get implies that she is v'shilcha mibeto. V'shilcha mibeto means she was sent away and she's not coming back. Over here, she would be coming back, and therefore there's no way to be Megarisha. Now, there seems to be a question in Rashi about whether this would include even a Ketana. So then if she wouldn't be able, if she would be Chozeret, she would have a din of a Shaita, and therefore, even if she had a father, she wouldn't be able to be Megarisha. The truth is, however, that Tosfos argues, and he says, if she's a Ketana, then she's Nishmeret Ayadei Aviyah. In other words, when we say that a shota is chozeret, that's because, says Tosfos, you will often find that in retardation, so people will bedavka take sexual advantage of a retarded person. Why? Because they have the normal sexual appetites, but they don't have the normal controls. So they're not aware of themselves as much. Because of that, people are lohudachareha, because they sense that she's free. So over here, she too is going to continuously be chozeret, but that's not true of a ketana, who is yet immature. So she doesn't have the same appetites, therefore Aviyah is Yechola Lishmor. So that's Tosfos holds that this would not apply in a case where there's still the Av that has a Yad, then we would say Ketana certainly could be Midgaresh. Okay, but now the question is, all of this discussion here was in terms Bedavka of Gittin, and this Mishnah indeed is the Mishnah we had earlier in Gittin. How about when it comes to Kedushin? Our Mishnah talks about the father's rights to be Mekabel, if she's a Na'ara, what would be the din about her own Yah to be Makaba? Omer Reish Lakish, well, says Reish Lakish, ki machloket l'gerushin, kach machloket l'kiddushin. Look, it's exactly the same thing. It's the same principle. So that according to the Chachomim, a Na'ara who normally is legally empowered, so the fact that she has a father who is also legally empowered doesn't prevent her from being Makabela to her own Kiddushin. Masha'inkin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there's no such thing as having two people that are separately empowered over the same thing. So then according to him also, the fact that the Torah gave Rishus to the father to be Mekabel Kedushin, it means only the father and not her. That would be exactly the same. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no way, the only machlokas that we have over here is by Gerushin. When it comes to Kedushin, nobody would disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. And there the Chachomim also admit that Divrei HaKol Avia Velohi. Now why this would be true, that when it comes to Kedushin, even the Chachomim would hold that only one person is empowered, namely her father, we will see in a moment. There's two possible ways to understand what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. The Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. So here's the first approach. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says, I'll tell you the logic behind Rabbi Yochanan's statement. In my time, the Rabbi Yochanan, I'll leave the Rabbanan. Why does Rabbi Yochanan hold that the Rabbanan, although they agree that a Nara has a Yad to be Makabel, her own Gerushin, and by the way, there's some question as to whether even a Tana could be Makabel, her own Gerushin. And Tosfos says that Rashi in the end came around to agreeing with him and changed the Lashon in Rashi, and that the din is Ktana as well as Nara, because you do not need any dots to be Makabel again. So all you need is that should be in the Rishus. Be in the Rishus, and the Rishus of the Ktana also. Memela would be a perfectly good get. But when it comes to Kiddushin, for some reason, even a Nara cannot be Makabel. Why? Because Gerushin, the Machneset Atzma, the Rishut Aviyah, Ben Hi, Ben Aviyah. When you're talking about Gerushin, so then she's coming now back into the Rishus of the father, in which case that means that the father is Necha, she's not doing anything that stands against the father, and therefore it's not like two Yadai that are being Zochot. What she's doing what the father's assumed concurrent. Masha Einkein, when we're talking about Kiddushin, Kiddushin is a step away from the Rishut of her father. So there are Kiddushin, the Mavka'at, that's how she's removing herself from the Rishut Aviyah. Now the truth is, she is not truly removing herself from the Rishut Aviyah, is she? Because, I mean, until Nisuin, the father still has rights to her. So he really only loses with Erizin the rights to uniquely be made for her Nadorim. He has to be made for Nadorim together with the Yorus, right? But the truth is, even if that per se is not considered to be a Pias for sure, it is in another context, but it's certainly a step out. It's a one step out the door. Now all we need is for her to go to the Chuppah and goodbye, Daddy. So Mamela, we do not have the assumption of the concurrence of the Aviyah, because the point is that the father is empowered by the Torah to have her. So why should we say that her das to be motziatzma mishut aviyah is a given? On the contrary, over there it's not a given, and so therefore it's aviyah v'lohi. In such a case, to remove herself from the father, there indeed the rabbanon also agree it's a contradiction. We're not going to empower a person when one person is empowered to keep rishus, will empower another person to leave rishus. That indeed is absurd. So memela, we can't assume that she has a right to be makabel kedusha. Says the Gemara, but wait, that doesn't really make sense, because we have a special case of kiddushin. That is called ma'amar. Now you'll remember what ma'amar is. Ma'amar is where a woman falls to Yibum, her husband died, leaving no children. She falls now to Yibum to the brother of the man who's deceased. And there's a number of different brothers. So any of those brothers could do Yibum. Suppose one of the brothers goes ahead and gives Kiddushin. Says, Arayat Mekudeshetli. That's called Ma'amar, which according to almost everyone is Derabbanan. So the Rabbanan said, once somebody does Kiddushin, none of the other brothers are able to be Miyabim. So what he does is he assures that she's the only one that will get the Yibum. It doesn't count towards the Yibum, but it counts towards preventing the other brothers from doing Yibum. But that means that Ma'amar is essentially a variant of normal Kiddushin, right? And certainly in the Ma'amar, she's being mafkiyatz ma'amrishut aviyah. So she is removing herself from the rishus of the father, because up until the time that she's makabel ma'amar for herself, this nara, the father would have the right to choose one of the brothers and would say, well, you know, for a slight fee, we could arrange that you're the one that gets my daughters. I mean, she has a schus in her. Now she's going to go and be mafkia that schus from the father. And nonetheless, that would mean, if she's being mafka'at the schus, so that means by Rabbi Yosi, by Rabbi Hanina's logic in Rabbi Yochanan, she should not be empowered to be mekabelet kedushin. Mama, correct? And yet, it says beferish over there in the Mishnah, it's not. Kitana, who is a shomeret yavam. So in other words, a kitana who had been married mina eros, so that she still has not yet left the father's rishus because she had not as yet gone to the chuppah. And then her husband dies. So the din over there is enosin ba ma'amar elamida atavia. Since she is still a ketana cannot be mekabela kedushin for herself. But anara, bein midat atzma, bein midat aviyah. So you see that a nara, even though when she's mekabelet ma'amar, she's leaving the rishus of the father, in the sense that the father will no longer be able to make money off of her ma'amar. He can't offer it to anybody else. It's over. She accepted it. And therefore, by the logic of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hanina, she should not be empowered to be mekabelet ma'amar on her own. Nonetheless, what does it say over here? That she can be. Ben midat atzma, all on her own, against her father's desire, or midat aviyah. So, therefore, what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hanina says no longer makes sense. It would not apply in the case of Ma'amar. And so, there's got to be another logic to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, let's try a different approach. What must have been said by Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hanina is like this. Om Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hanina, my time of the Rabbi Yochanan, what is the logic of Rabbi Yochanan Alibi de Rabbana that they would say that when it comes to Kiddushin, she certainly cannot accept her own Kiddushin? Only by Gerushin can she accept her own Gerushin. I'll tell you. Kiddushin demidata aviyah velohi. By Kiddushin, we require the da'at of the one who is giving over the rishus, whether it's a father or whoever it will be, who is giving over the rishus on the woman to the husband. So since it requires now a da'at makneh, the Torah was mezakeh the father to be the one in charge, and that means da'at, right? Now I'm in charge, my concurrence, my involvement in the process. Masha'inke, when it comes to gerushin does not require your involvement in the process. Gerushin ba'al korcha, a husband can be megarish a wife without her involvement in the process. She can be screaming, I don't want to get, and nonetheless she's megaresh. Since that's the case, so then it's irrelevant that the Torah gave the rights to the da'at of the father, because gerushin doesn't involve the da'at of the father. And therefore, when it comes now to gerushin, ein achinami, gerushin, which is ba'al korcha, then ben hi ben aviyah. And so that would account for the difference between kedushin and gerushin. Now, obviously, with this approach in Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hanina, we still have exactly the same question that we had in the earlier approach, but now we'll be able to answer it. So first, let's ask the question. We know what's coming. Okay, the question is, I ask the Gemara, Hare Ma'amar. Well, how about the case of Ma'amar? Dimida'ata, we're over there. Ma'amar requires the woman's acquiescence or the father's acquiescence. No, there's a need to da'at makneh. And yet it says beferish, ukatani bein hi bein avia, either one of them can be makabel ma'amar. Whoa. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hanina, in a case where you require the acquiescence, the involvement, then it should be that the halacha is that only one of them is empowered, and therefore the father should be the one to be makabel ma'amar. Why can she be makabel ma'amar? So lechora, we have the same breakdown that we had in the earlier explanation. But now we can say that since the important point of the difference between the kedushin and the gerushin is the question of ba'al korcha versus bida'ata, can you force it? We now have a way out of the question. Why? Because now we can answer that surprisingly we're talking about a ma'amar that is not being done with anybody's da'at. And this is a ma'amar ba'al korcha. So you're saying, what? How is it possible to have a ma'amar ba'al korcha? That's absurd. I mean, ma'amar is kedushin, right? No, wrong. There is one shita that holds that ma'amar is actually not kedushin, and that it shares other elements with Yibum. Yibum is Baal Korcha. So even if a woman doesn't want to get married to the brother of her deceased husband, there's no choice in the matter. So here it's going Aliba to Rebbe. Rebbe learns that Ma'amar is also achievable Baal Korcha the same way Yibum itself is. Because Rebbe views Ma'amar as an extension of Yibum. Mashenka and all of the other Shitas view Ma'amar as an extension of Kiddush. Kiddush, of course, is only Bidata, and therefore Ma'amar is only Bidata. But according to Rebbe, Ma'amar now becomes the equivalent of Gerushin. And we just said, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Hanina, that in a case where it's something is done Baal Korcha, so there Rebbe Yochanan is saying, well, if it's Baal Korcha, then either of them can do it. Then there's no contradiction between the empowerment of the father and the empowerment of the daughter. Because anyway, who cares what they say? So according to Rebbe, Ma'amar also, who cares what they say? The guy goes ahead and he forces a Ma'amar. So therefore, whether he forces it on her or he forces it on the father is irrelevant. You'll say to them, what the heck is the meaning of Bein Midata, Bein Midata Vi? We don't need anybody's da. Right? If you're saying it's going, I'll leave it a Rebbe. So why does it say Bein Midata? Bein Midata via no. It's an extension of the Rabban. It's only Beit Shammai that it involves Ma'amar Dirat. So now, Tosafot has this question, as do the other Rishonim. Tosafot gives a very simple answer. There are more complex answers. Tosafot's answer is that Midata over here does not mean legal da'at. It means informing. So you can inform either her or the father, baby, you is mine. And it's all over. Well, it's not all over.
How can you enforce Ma'amar? How can you do it without somebody, aware?
Acceptance?
No, how can somebody take a child without either been given by...
Can he take her to bed?
Yibum.
Yes.
No, on Yibum, but not...
We're talking about Yibum. Ma'amar is an extension of Yibum.
Yeah.
Okay, so in other words, once he can take her Baal Korcha in terms of the Yibum, she can take her Baal Korcha in terms of the Ma'amar. That's Rebbe's logic. The Rebbe, where do we see this? Machlokes de Tanya. Ha'oseh Ma'amar b'yivim toshelo mida'ata. If, now here it means mida'ata, not the way that earlier, the way Tosafot is meaning through informing her. Here it means without her acquiescence, what it usually means. So without her acquiescence, Rebbe Amar kana. Rebbe says, so what? You're still kana. V'chachamim omrim lo kana. My time at a Rebbe. What is Rebbe's logic? Because he says, look, it's no different than the actual bia of the yavama. In other words, the same way my bia, the yavama, bal kocha, look, you can take this yavama to bed without her acquiescence. You certainly give her kedushin without her acquiescence. So just like the bia, the yavama, bal kocha, fachinami, bal kocha, whereas Rabbanan Savi, but ma'amar is not an extension of intercourse. Ma'amar is an extension of kedushin. And therefore, yalfina mi kedushin. Ma kedushin de mi da'ata, in the same way that we understand that in order to give her normal kedushin, which ma'amar is just a variant of, I mean, it's somebody looking from the outside, but have no way of knowing whether it's a ma'amar or a kedushin. It's exactly the same thing. You say, harayat mekudeshetli. So because of that, so the same way kedushin, ma kedushin mi da'ata, the same way that kedushin is constructed around a dat makne, ha'apokinami mi da'ata, in year two, it's only mi da'ata. What's the logic behind the machlokas with Micah Miflage? It's very simple. Rebbe Savar Milad Yavama and Yavama Havilei Lo Milav. Rebbe says, look, we have a set of halachas that is defined as a set of yibum. Within the set of yibum, we don't require the das of a yavama. And therefore, mama being part of that set shares the overall qualities of that set, which is, it's a one-sided affair. Masha Inkin, the Rabbanan hold that over here we have a crossover from the set of Kiddushin, because Ma'amar doesn't really appear within the set of Dinei Yibam at all. It's an artificial intrusion into the Dinei of Yibam, and therefore it's actually an extension of the set of Kiddushin. So Rabbanan Savri Kiddushin mi Kiddushin Avilei Lo Mela. By the way, you know, Achinami Mistavra, it makes a heck of a lot of sense the way that we just explained Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, could it come a tarets Rabbi Yochanan that when it comes to Kiddushin, in indeed, the Rabbanan also would agree that only the father is empowered. Because how else do you explain the words, Midiktoni Seifa, since it says in the end of that, the case of Nara, where it says, Beimidat Avia, Beimidat Atzma, it closes with the word, Masha Ein Kein B'Kiddush. Okay? So now, so obviously, we're saying over here that Kiddushin is different. So the Nara, yes, could be Beimidat Atzma, Beimidat Avia. Notice on the third line, we put it in parentheses, right? Because we didn't want to tell you that that's what I was going to say, because then you'd say, what? Yeah, but now we got there, right? So it says, Beferish, Masha Ein Kein B'Kiddushin. When it would come to Kiddushin, this would not be the case. Okay, so what is that telling you? Well, it seems to be telling you that Reish Lakish is up the creek without a paddle. I mean, it says the Farish over here, not like Reish Lakish. And that when it comes to Kiddushin, there is no way that the woman herself, as a Nara, would be able to accept Kiddushin if she still has a father. Huh. Oh, man, that's true. So, El Neimet Avitut, Reish Lakish. Does this mean that Reish Lakish is now positively out of the water? So we've checkmated Reish Lakish. No way. How do you know that that wasn't entirely a function of Rebbe Yehuda? Maybe this is all being said by Rebbe Yehuda, the whole thing from beginning to end. And how many Rebbe Yehuda? Well, obviously Rebbe Yehuda holds Ein Shtei Yadayim Zochot Ka'achat. Says the Gemara, what do you mean, Rebbe Yehuda? If it's Rebbe Yehuda, then it has nothing to do with contrasting Maimer and Kedushin. You could have told me even a bigger Kedushin, even Gerushin, which is Baal Korcha, would also be no good. So why in the world would it say Mashenkin B'Kedushin? E Rebbe Yehuda, why do you say Mashenkin B'Kedushin? Remember that Rebbe Yehuda's primary Kiddush, Rebbe Yehuda's primary Kiddush is that even when it comes to Kedushin, which is Baal Korcha, Ein Shtei Yadayim Zochot Ka'achat, right? How do you explain that? Well, it says Reish Lakish. It could have said that. But what would be the point of contrasting Maimer with Gerushin? I mean, Ma'amar is similar to Kedushin, right? So, I mean, you're right that for a thinking person, obviously it's a bigger Kiddush to say Ma'ashen came to Gerushin, but it certainly doesn't strike you on the surface as being related, you know? I mean, what are you going to say? Ma'ashen came when it comes to purchasing a red sports car. I mean, what are you talking about? So since we were talking about, I did it, study Ma'amar, which in people's mind already is dominant Kiddush. So it says Mashenkin Bikidush. Wait, so then, but now you're coming out to saying an amazing thing. Because what Reish Lakish is saying is that despite the fact that Rebbe Yehuda holds that even a get, which is done Baal Korcha, can only be achieved by the father and not by the daughter, and for sure Kiddushin can only be achieved by the father and not the daughter, when it comes to Ma'amar, then it can be achieved even by the daughter. Wait a minute. Even Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Chanina Sfara in Rebbe Yochanan was to distinguish between Ma'amar and Kiddushin, because Ma'amar is done Baal Korcha. So he was ready to say, okay, so if it's done Baal Korcha, leave it to Rebbe. So then, even, so she could do it. But according to Rebbe Yehuda, even a Gerishin, which is done Baal Korcha, she can't do it. So what could possibly be the explanation of how Reish Lakish could get away with saying that I'll leave it to Rebbe Yehuda, who does not allow the Kabbalist get, for sure not Kabbalah's Kiddushin, to be done by the Nara, he does allow the Kabbalah of the Ma'amar to be done by the Nara. Does that make sense? He says, oh yes, absolutely. Rabbi Yehuda Maishna Ma'amar, I'll tell you why. Remember, you are ignoring a very important factor. And that important factor is that Yibam is a done deal in the sense that Midioraita, she can no longer get married to anybody else. She is a quasi-Isha already, which is called Zikuka Yibam. So Memela, all that we're doing is we're formalizing Isurim that exist on her Midioraita. And we're extending them to this guy, that he's the one now that becomes the full focus of the ability to be Miyab as opposed to his other brother. No big deal. But for all intents and purposes, the creation of the state of marriage was achieved by the fact that the brother died. It had nothing to do, not with her Kabbalah, not with the father's Kabbalah. It's all a done deal. So therefore, in the formalization process of the Ma'amar, so she can accept it also. Because we're not really doing that much. Mashenke, when it comes even to Gerishin, it's a complete change of status. And over there, the change of status says Rebbe Yehuda can be affected only by the Yav, right? You see how clear that distinction is? Says, wow. Well, now that you said that, so then our original question on Rabbi Yochanan was not a question. Like, we were going crazy. Why would, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the logic of Rabbi Yezib, Rabbi Hanina, breaks down when it comes to Ma'amar? Because he says that it has to do with going out of the Rishus of the Father. Ma'amar is going out of the Rishus. Yeah, but you could have said the same terrors on Rabbi Yochanan. You could have said that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Ashtadat Titalachi, now that you've discovered this approach, so then the first question that we asked in Rabbi Yochanan is a longer question. Rabbi Yochanan, Ami, Lo Tikshalacha, Mi Kora. The whole breakdown, we had to change our mind, and said Rabbi Yezri, Rabbi Hanin actually said a different approach, that it had to do with the question of Midata, Shalom Midata, that's not the point. We could still say what we said before, which was the difference between leaving the Rishus of the Father and entering the Rishus of the Father, and then when we would ask, how do you explain the fact that I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan, how do you explain the fact that Ma'amar can be done even by her, the answer is simple, because it's already a done deal Midiraisa, so now just to formalize Rabbi Yochanan's mode that there the Rabbanan also would say that you could be Bekabel Ma'amar. Now, turns out now that we have two different approaches in regards. Now both of them stand, right? We could say, let's just review once again. We have two approaches in the Mishnah when it comes to Gerish. According to Rav Yehuda, two people can't achieve the same end of being in law. It doesn't make any sense. According to Chachamim, you can. Now, we had a Machlokas, Rav Yochanan, and Reish Lakish about whether that Machlokas would obtain in the case of Kiddushin, or whether when it comes to Kiddushin, as Rav Yochanan says, everybody agrees you can't have two people doing the same thing. I mean, who's who? What was the logic in Rabbi Yochanan? For this, we now have two possible approaches. Two approaches by Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Approach number one is that in a case of Gerishin, where basically the father remains empowered by the, on the contrary, if the woman accepts the Gerishin, so now the father is more empowered. So there's no contradiction between her accepting the Gerishin and the father's accepting the Gerishin. Mashenke, when it comes to Kiddushin, over there, if she's accepting Kiddushin, so then that stands as a contradiction to the father's ability to have dominion over her and have the rights to her. So how would the Torah say on the one hand, yes, the father is empowered, and on the other hand say, you know, but anytime you want to leave, you can kiss him goodbye. It doesn't make sense. So therefore, there even the Rabbanan made it to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Shtei Yadayim Zochot Kacha, right? So, you'll ask, but what about Ma'amar, where she's leaving the Rishus of the Father? And you'll answer, what do you mean, Ma'amar leaving the Rishus of the Father? The Torah already took her out of the Rishus of the Father. She's halfway into the Yibam. So over there, it doesn't make any difference. It's not a contradiction. Fine. That's one approach. The other approach in Rabbi Yochanan's distinction between the case of Gerishin and the case of Kiddushin on Libet Rabbanan is that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that in a case where something requires your involvement, such as Kiddushin, well, whose involvement? Whose brain is the one that's going to define this? His or hers? So over there, it's got to be one. Mashaken, when it comes to Gerishin, where your involvement is irrelevant and it's achieved Baal Korcha, So over there, we can say the Rabbanan. So what's the contradiction of having two possible ways of doing something Baal Korcha? You have 1,000 ways of doing something Baal Korcha, because we don't care what you think about it anyway. When it comes to Ma'amar, what would be then the difference? Ma'amar would be referring to, along in this shot, only Ma'amar Alibet Rebbe, which is Baal Korcha, which is therefore the equivalent of Gerushin, and therefore can be achieved by both her and by the father. So we have these two approaches in Rabbi Yochanan and Alibet Reish Lakish. It's exactly the same machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan when it comes to Gedushin as it is when it comes to Gerushin. Okay, continues the Gemara now. Tonight, let's just say that inside the last piece. Hashadatit al hachi. Now that you've arrived at this conclusion, says Rabbi Yochanan, I'm not digging for me. There was no problem in the first place. Because all we needed to say is shiny. My merhol is a kukavon. Now tonight, ha'ish mekadeshet pitokish inara bo ubishlucho. Now let's take a look closely at the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, just learned this 3 days ago. A man can be mekadesh his daughter when she is a naira, either on his own or through his agent. Okay, now why is it dressing in? Bo ubishlucho. In, yes, but bo ubishlucho alone. So he's saying very clearly that there's nobody who would say that you can be makadish your daughter, that she can be makadish herself. This Mishnah seems to be clearly saying that Reish Lakish is wrong, that there's no such sheet. Amalekha Reish Lakish, wait a minute. Who's to say that the Mishnah is not going a little bit of the No, not Baal Ubishrucha. She does not have the power, not herself and not the Rosh Lakish. Says Reish Lakish, well, that's true, but the Mishnah is going to leave the Rabbi Yehuda. And what makes you say that the Mishnah, I would say that I'll leave the Rabbanan, the statement is not true. It would have said, Eish Makadesh, Gam Makadesh, Eish Obita, Makaba Kedushin, Baal Ubishrucham. This is going like Rabbi Yehuda. How can you say the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara? Umi Matis Mukmat Lak Rabbi Yehuda. You can't say that. Now, what we're about to do is go off on a complete tangent to prove that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, cannot be going like Rabbi Yehuda. And in order not to get confused, let me give you the background of this tangent. The next piece of the Mishnah, which is coming up, the next piece of the Mishnah discusses a case where you're giving Kiddushin gradually. So you say, Harayat Mekudeshet Li, and then you give her a date. Which makes sense. What better way to give Kiddushin on a date than to actually give her a date, which is perfect. If you give her a date, the problem is the date isn't worth it. Right? So you say, Arei Mekadeshet Li Bizu, then you take out another date, really stretch it out. You know? And you say, Bizu, and then you give her another date, Bizu. Finally, you got enough dates to be a Shavuot proof. So now the question is,
how do you stick a diamond ring in one of
the dates? We had that before, where he gave her the mat. Right? So the question over there is, are those separate acts of Kiddushin, in which case none of them are good because none of them are worth a Shavuot, or is there an aggregate single Kiddushin? Okay, so what the heck does that have to do with this? I'll tell you what it has to do. Because there's a famous machloket that defines the way that language works in aggregate or works as being separate acts. Where is that machloket? That machloket is in the din of Shvuata Eidut. This is brilliant, then, right? When it comes to Shvuata Eidut, what's the din over there? If somebody owes money, the guy wants his money, and he gets up and he swears, I don't owe you a nickel. So how about, so over there the halacha is that he has to bring a korban when he realizes that it's a, that, you know, when he's willing to admit that he lied, and he brings a korban, he has to pay a fine, whatever. Okay, but that's called the din of the korban on Shvuat Eidut. Now, how about if there were five people that all come over to him and they say, they're all screaming, you owe us so much money, and he says, I swear I don't owe you money, not you, not you, not you, not you. He could all drop dead. So now the question is, how many korbanos does he have to bring if he was lying in all these days? So there it's exactly this issue. Was that all one statement? One shvua, not you, not you, not you, not you, not you, not you. Or is each not you a separate shvua? If each not you is a separate shvua, then by extension in the dinim of Kiddushin, each date is a separate date and none of them are worth the shavar pruta. If it's all one shvua, then by Kiddushin it would be all one Kiddushin when you say, and you, and you, and you, talking to the dates, of course, this and this and this were the same thing as saying, and you, and you, and you. Okay? Now, it happens to be that there's a machlokas in which Rabbi Yehuda has an opinion about that issue. So if it turns out that the last piece of the Mishnah cannot work out, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. So then Reish Lakish is now back in his problem, because now he can't say, well, really, the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, when the last part of the Mishnah ends up being not Rabbi Yehuda. So now let us take a look and see whether the next piece of the Mishnah could be Rabbi Yehuda or not. Says the Gemara, Mimatzis Mukvin Lak Rabbi Yehuda. How could you say that our Mishnah is going Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda? Note what it says in the Sefer. Vaktani Sefer. Ha'omer le'isha. Hitkachili bitmarazo. Hitkachili bizo. So now, it says over there that if you separate the words, and at each point you say, not itkachili, bezo, 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 but you say it each time. Okay, here's your kedushin with this date. Then you take out another date. You say, here's this kedushin with this date. Okay, well, obviously, if you keep saying, here's this kedushin, so then only if one of them have a shavuot, is it good? But since over here you've made a statement making a new kedushin with each one of those dates, so there's no way that they can come together. But what does that tell you? That if you hadn't said the words Hitkachili between the dates, and you would have just added one date and say, and this one, right? So then it would have been one Kedusha. Aha! Now, who is the Man D'Amar who says that the only way that things do not add up is if you actually said the whole words Hitkachili, or in the case of where you're making a shvuat on Kfiras Momon, right? So over there, you're saying, did I say Shvuat Eidus? No, couldn't have done that. That would have been done. Okay. So over here, you say a shvua, I swear I don't owe you money, and I swear I don't owe you money, and I swear I don't owe you money. But if you would have said, so then you're chayav in each one. But if you would have said, I swear I don't owe you, and you, and you, and you, that over there would all be one big shvua. That's basically the shita that we're saying over here. That if you don't actually say the word, it's a kedushin between each date, so then they would add up and they would all be one big kedushin. All right. So now, Amrinan. We say over there, mantan itkachi itkachi. Who is the author of the shita that says that only if you distinguish between each act with the word itkachi, that only then is it considered not to be a tzira for kedushin? By the way, I just want to mention as an aside that there is a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos about the functionality of the vav, okay, in different directions. In other words, does a vav make things more connected, or does a vav make things more separate? Is that what you're saying? This is a shvua to you and to you. Would that be more like a separate shvua, meaning and to you I also make a shvua? Or is that more of an additive that it's all one shvua? It's machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Let's avoid getting into that because it's not central to our understanding of the sukkah. So Omar Rabba says about the end of the Mishnah that the end of the Mishnah can only be going Aliba the Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon says you're only going to be chayev on each shvua separately if you say the word shvua to each one of them. I swear I don't owe you, I swear I don't owe you, I swear I don't owe you. Now, if you're going to tell me that this is Rabbi Yehuda, all right, so then you're going to have to say, there's only one way you could say, well, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Shimon, so what's the big deal? You didn't show me it's not Rabbi Yehuda. You just told me that the safe is Rabbi Shimon. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda in the Reisha, who is talking about a completely different issue, which is, does the child have a right to accept her own kedushin or not? And the answer is no. Agrees with Rabbi Shimon about how to view the additive effects of the dates, right? Ah, I knew that's what you're going to say. V'chi tema Rish Lakish, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say that actually it's all Rabbi Yehuda. Ubiprati sarvalak Rabbi Shimon. And but about this other issue, adding things up, he agrees with Rabbi Shimon. The problem is, he doesn't. I'll prove that to you now. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold of Rabbi Shimon? But Tanya, it says, Beferish, my dear friends, unfortunately for you who would like to smooth over this problem. Zehaklal. The rule is as follows. Kalal eno chayev ala achat. If you made it all big, one shvua, you're only chayev one. Parat chayev akol achat ve'achat. If you made it separate shvuas, then you're chayev on each one. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Now over there, there's a machlokas in shvuas about what Rebbe Meir calls kalal and what Rebbe Meir calls parat, which is irrelevant to our discussion. Here's the part that's important to our discussion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shvua lolacha, lolacha, lolacha. So here Rabbi Yehuda says that even if you don't say the word shvua, you just say lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, you'd be chayav on each one separately. Uh-oh. The Mishnah said here that only if you say itkachili, itkachili, itkachili. Okay? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, shvua. If you first said the prati, but then you made one shvua, generally speaking, on all of the above, then you would be chayav kol achat v'achat. Again, not important to us. Here is the important to us. Rabbi Shimon Omer, li'olam eino chayav ad shiomar shvua l'kol achat v'achat. Okay? So now, Don't try to tell me that the Mishnah is going to leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda himself argues a Rabbi Shimon, for God's sake. The last part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. And what are you going to tell me now? The first part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, who disagrees with Rabbi Shimon, but the next line is going to leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Ah, come on, I don't buy it. So therefore, Reish Lakish doesn't have a way out of this Mishnah anymore. Reish Lakish was claiming that the Mishnah is going only to Rabbi Yehuda. We see the Mishnah is not going to Rabbi Yehuda. No, wait a minute, but I have an ace up my sleeve. Maybe the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon holds the Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to the other issue about whether the child has a right to be Mekabel or on Kiddush. So you still can't disprove me. So I'll say Kula Rabbi Shimon, and when it comes to Shlichut, Rabbi Shimon holds the Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, go disprove it. So I'll be like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so Reish Lakish still cannot be positively thrown out of the water. Not where the Mishnah is putting together two things that are irrelevant. Clearly, it's got to be going with a shita. Now, Rabbi Asi, please, for all those under 18, please do not pay attention to this next piece. Rabbi Asi didn't show up to Daf Yomi one day. Now, of course, that never could have happened. Lo ol lebei medrash. He didn't go to the Beis Hamedrash one day. So he wanted to catch up. So Ashkechela Rabbi Zera. So he asked Rabbi Zera, hey, what did they come up with today in the Beis Hamedrash? My Omer in the Beis Hamedrash. He says, well, I got to tell you, I didn't show up either. I don't know. I'm like, I also didn't go in today. But, Rabbi Avin went in, and I asked him, Rabbi Huda Ayo, and he told me a story in the Beis Hamedrash that all of the Chavrusas in the Beis Hamedrash were saying that Chavruta Kulak Rabbi Yochanan, they were all saying Rabbi Yochanan's pshat, namely that there's no machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan when it comes to Kedushin, only when it comes to Gerushin. And Reish Lakish was there, and he was going crazy. He was screaming at the top of a lungs. He sounded like a rooster. V'tzovach Reish Lakish kikruch. He was shouting to everybody. He kept repeating the words, it's a hekesh in the Torah. What are you telling me it's different? It says, V'yatzavaita. The lack of the Ashkech, where nobody paid any attention to him, and they absolutely just walked right over. They paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So that Rabbi Yochanan's approach, that indeed, when it comes to Kiddushin, which is basically saying that our Mishnah is going Aliba, not Rabbi Yehuda, it's going Aliba to Rabbanan, and Afapikin, when it comes to Kiddushin, Rabbanan agree that only Bo Bishlucho, and not Ba'u Bishlucho. Omar Lei, so Rav Asi asked Rabbi Zera, I mean, you're quoting Rabbi Yovin, I mean, is he really reliable? I don't know this guy. Is Rabbi Yovin a Bar Samcha? Can you trust him? Maybe he just got mixed up. Omar Lay, absolutely you could trust it because it's Kimin Yamala Tigni. Look, you know, when you fish and you take the fish straight out of the water into the frying pan, how much time does it have to get spoiled? That's the best way to eat fish. That's what happened. He had just walked out of the Beit HaMidrash and I asked him, now I don't care how stupid a guy is, but he's getting mixed up in 2 seconds. So he told me what happened. It was like fresh off the press. So Kimin Yamala Tigni, from the ocean to the frying pan. Come on, Rich. Tell me that doesn't get us alive over. Amr of Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, I just want to make it very clear, by the way, about this story. I know this is going to probably go down in the annals. People will be discussing this 1,000 years in the future. 2,000 years in the future. God only knows. But I just want to make it very clear. It was not said over the name of Rebovin Rabbi Chiya. It was not said over the name of Rebovin Bar Kahana. It was just said over the name of Rabbi Ovin, okay? Rebovin, stop. Who cares? My nafkamina. What do you mean, who cares? One day, you may find Rebbe Ovin, another Rebbe Ovin, but you don't know which Rebbe Ovin, saying a contradiction to what Rebbe Ovin said. And you're going to say, he was not reliable after all. But that might have been another Rebbe Ovin. I wanted to be very clear. So nafkamina is lemirma didea, to ask a contradiction, one statement of Rebbe Ovin on another. Okay, now, boimine rabba miram nachman, what would be the din of a na'ara, according to the Rabbon? The Rabbanan hold a Nara can be Makabal her get, okay? I want to know whether not only does she have a right to be Makabal the get, and the truth is, this is something that we need to think about now that we've heard Rabbi Yochanan's distinction between Gittin and Kiddush. We have to wonder, so what indeed is the functionality of her Yad be Makabal that get? I mean, is she capable of making a Shliach to be Makabal the get? Which does require her mind, right? I mean, that she should be able to be Makabal the get, you're saying, perhaps only because it's Baal Korcha. So we don't care about what she's thinking. But then if we don't care what she's thinking, I mean, she wouldn't be able to appoint somebody to do it. It's just that she's physically an extension of her father, you're saying. Now, I want to know how to look at it. Do we view her as Kiyada via Damia? Is she essentially the equivalent of her father? So she can act now as her father's extender. So then, in the same way that the father can make a shliach, so then she's just another brain. She's a terminal, basically. So she's a smart terminal. A smart terminal can say, yes, I want an agent. Or does she act only as a passive recipient, as if she were his rishos? So do we say kiyadavi adomini, and therefore ma'avi amash v'shliach afinami amash v'shliach? She would be a smart terminal and can make a shliach odim kechotzer of yadamia, or maybe she's just a passive rishos of her father, and then only adamati gitel yadala megarsha. Until that get comes into her hands, there's no gerishin. Ah, says the Gemara, that's ridiculous. Rava could never have asked that question, because there's no possible way that Rava could have seen any chance that she should have a din of a chatzar, for a very simple reason. If she has a din of a chatzar, she wouldn't be a good chatzar, because a chatzar that has a brain is not a kosher chatzar. Where do we see that? By an eved. An eved is a chatzar with a brain. So if the eved's brain is functional, the chatzar isn't functional, because the chatzar has to be a passive presence of the owner. But when it has its own brain, it's not a passive present. And therefore, Mimesafkle L'Rava, how could Rava have even thought for a moment that a woman would be considered to be a chotzer, if we know Rava himself was the one who said, Omer Rava Katav Get. Somebody writes a get and hands the get over to the Eved of his wife. V'netono biyad avda. So if the Eved is fast asleep, Yoshein, and Mishamarto, now he's being watched now by the Rishus, her. So then I raise a get, then it's a good get. But if the Eved is conscious, Nior, ain't no get. So Nior am I, ain't no get. Why, if the Eved is conscious, is it not a get? Because David, because now this chotzer has another consciousness that's taking care of it, which is not the owner. And therefore, it cannot be an extension of the owner. So how could Rav have said, maybe the daughter can be makabel gerishin, but only as a chotzer? For heaven's sake, since she's makabel the gerishin, then she's not a kosher chotzer, because she has a brain and she stuck her hand out. And therefore what? When the get comes to her, now it's a good get. Even if it would come to her, it wouldn't be a good get. She would be a very poor quality rishus of her father if she's got her own brain. This is the old 2001 question. Who would have thought that would be so far in the past? Well, in other words, the computer considered to be another brain. Of course he knows that she can't be a chatzar. She's definitely the yad of her father. I mean, his question was, when it come to the issue, can she make a shliach? When we say she's an extension of her father's hands, my understanding over here is that she could be either an extension of the father's hands, like we were saying, it's part of the das of the father, but she can't go off on her own to make a shliach. What does it mean? She really is a smart terminal. That's the question. Is she a dumb terminal or a smart terminal? That's what I'm asking. Omar Le, so Rava asked this question, and they said to him, Ein osa shliach. She cannot make a shliach. Really now? Eitve, how can you say that? It says, Ketana shamra kabel ligidi, eno geta shegi geta yeda. If a minor woman says to a shliach, take that get from me, obviously she doesn't have the legal ability to appoint an agent, and therefore the get is not kosher. But if it would be a na'ara, her na'ara, a na'ara apparently could have said, why does it say only Tana? Apparently a na'ara can appoint a shliach. No, of course a na'ara can appoint a shliach. She doesn't have a father. Who's to say she has a father? So the only question of whether a na'ara is empowered was where her father was also empowered. If her father is no longer alive, so of course she's empowered. So how can you say it's talking about a case where she has no father? Continue reading, sir. But if the father said to the shliach, you be mekabel this get for my daughter, and he is, and then the husband changes his mind, says, no, don't deliver that get to her, it's too late, because the shliach was already a valid shliach, and the get already arrived. He can't change his mind. Michlal Dereish, so obviously we're talking about a case where there is a father. I'm not going to change whether there's a father between the Reisha and the next word, are we? So how did the father say anything if he's dead? Michlal Dereish, but the Yeshla Avas Kinan, says the Gemara. Well, we're going to have to say that there's a little piece missing in the story here. Chasuri Mechaz. V'ochi Ketani, what it actually says is that a Ketana she'amra, yitkabel li giti, eno get at she'agia get liyada. But if she was a Nara, you're right. Harei ze get, she can appoint an agent. But when? Now this is what you got to throw in these words. But when? B'med devarim amurim, when can she appoint an agent kishein la'av if she doesn't have a father? Avo yesh la'av, but if she has a father, only the father would be empowered. So if Amara Via, if the father said to the agent, say v'kabel libiti gita, then rotza ba'lachzor, lo yachzor. Okay. We'll stop here. We'll have to. We've had some long, hard pages, so Bezrat Hashem will catch up on Mitzray Shabbat. Naravura sahivi avia mekablimet gita, omrebiuda inchti adaim zochot kiachar avlavia mekabelet gita. Vachosh in yecholalish morat gita, in yecholalit garish. Omresh lakish, kimachlok at the gerushin, kach machlok to kidushin. Rebbe Yochanan Amar machlok to gerushin. Avla kidushin, dibra kolavia velohi. My time, Rabbi Yochanan, and the Rabbanan, because Gerish in the Machneset Atzmal Rishut Avia Bein Hi Bein Avia, and there's no contradiction. Mashein Ken Kiddush in the Mafkaat Atzmal Rishut Avia. There it makes sense to say Avia Velo Hi, since he was empowered. So says the Gemara. Indeed, Vare Ma'amar the Mafkaat Atzmal Rishut Avia, and nonetheless it says Beferush in the Mishnah Letzan Kitana Min Erosin Eino Simba Ma'amar Elamidat Avia. Vanara beimidat atzva beimidat avia. I'd explain that. Elohit marachit. Marm Rabbi Yezbir b'chanina. What's the real explanation? My time in the Rabbi Yochanan and the Rabbanan. Kiddush in the midat. So then you can only have one dat. And it's avia v'lohi. Gerushin the baal korcha. There it's beini ben avia. What about ma'amar the midat? Avik then beini ben avia. And now we can answer that by saying atab ma'amar the baal korcha. Rebbe, the Tanyosim Amar Bivim Toshlomidata, Rebbe Amar Kanava, Rachamim Ramim Lokana, my time at a Rebbe, Gomar mi Bia de Yavama, Ma Bia de Yavama Balkor, Havaranami Balkor, Rabbanat Savriavinami Kedushi, Ma Kedushi Nibidata, Havaranami Nibidata, but my Kamilfagay, Rebbe Sava Mila de Yavama, mi Yavama, a little male, Rabbanat Savri Kedushi, Bikedushi, I'm a little male, Okinami Mistavak in the Batar Tribiokan, Midikitani Sefa, Masha Ain Kane Bikedushi, Oh, so the name of David, you have the Reish Lakish. On the Reish Lakish, well, if it would be the Chachomim, it would be. But I'm on in Rebbe Yehuda. Do you understand that I'm Zohar Geachas? In Rebbe Yehuda, why would it say Mashayim Ben Kevigadushin? It should say Mashayim Ben Kevigadushin. You're right, Inokinami. But I did it, Tanamamar. The Domi Lekidushin, Taminami, and Mashayim Ben Kevigadushin. Now, Rebbe Yehuda, Maishla Ma'amar, that she is able to do it, where even Gerishin she wouldn't be able to do, despite the fact that it's Bor Kocha. That's explained by the fact that Hov Zekukav Omedet. In fact, Hashti, the Atita Lahachi, we can go back to explaining Rabbi Yochanan the way we did originally. Rabbi Yochanan Amilo Tikshalachami Kara, because we could always say, Shani Ma'amar, Ho Elu Zekukav Omedet. Tonight, Aish Mekadeshit Bito Kishi Na'ara, Bo Ubishlucho. Bo ubishlucha, yes, but bo ubishlucha, lo. Here we have it, Yufta Reish Lakish. Omelach Reish Lakish, well, our mission is also Rabbi Yehuda. Umimatz is mukman like Rabbi Yehuda. Vaktani seif arman isha et kachili, betamara zu et kachili, bezuva amrinan. Mantan et kachi, et kachi, vomar rabba Rabbi Shimini. The omar achi, omar shuva, lakala chaviachad. Vechite, bekulu Rabbi Yehuda, beprotisava like Rabbi Shimon. Indeed, misavala. Vatanya zeak lal, kolal, inochayavalacha. Pirei chayav a shvua, a korban shvua al kol achat ve'achat. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda aimer shvua lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, chayav al kol achat ve'achat. Rabbi Eliezer aimer lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha shvua. There you're chayav al kol achat ve'achat. Rabbi Shimon aimer, you're never chayav unless you say, ad shomar shvua lo kol achat ve'achat. So clearly Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda disagree. Ella, they try the opposite approach. Kula Rabbi Shimoni. Ubishlichut, savalak Rabbi Yehuda. Now, one day, Rabasi lo ala be midrash. Ashke lo Rabbi Zer, I'm like, my own reidna be midrash. I got to tell you the truth. Afana lo ayel. But Rabavi knew the ayel, and he said that chavruta kulak Rabbi Yochanan, and Mishlokesh was furious, v'tzava kikruchia, v'yad tzava ayetava, like a little dishkarbe. Amale, is Rabovin about Samchahu? Amale, absolutely, because this was as fresh as the Yamala Tigni. Omrim Nagurma Yitzchak. Anna, lo Rabbi Yavin Rabchia, v'lo Rabovin Bakahana. It would just sit over the name of Rabovin Stam. L'mayinaf Kamina, l'mirma Dide Adide. Boy, b'nei Rabin Rab Nachman. Let's say that a nara indeed can be makabel, but maushet as a shliach makabel to be yad ba'al abiyan. Do we say kiyada biyadamia or do we say kichotzra biyadamia? Do we say kiyada biyadamia ma'aviya mashvi shliach afinami mashvi shliach? Or do we kichotzra biyadamia, in which case it's only a get once it's adamati gitali yada, but until then lo megarsha. The Rava never asked such a thing. Mimus after the Rava. So then, if he's fast asleep, then it's a get. But if he's up, there ain't no get. There am I no get. That the girl is kechotzer of yadamia. So then, even if kimata get the yadanami lo tikarish, that the chotzer b'shtamer shelo yadavia. Clearly, therefore, le'am shitali the yada yadamia. Question was, how can we verify? Mialima kiyadavia to be a smart terminal of shav yeshliach. Oh lo, omale ein eisa shliach. Eis vekitana shamas kabali kiti. Einu geta shigeget liyada. Mashba nara reziget. That's true. But Avraham is kidding. Shein la'av. How can you say in la'av? Amiriktani seifa im omar lo avia. Tsei vekabel get libiti. Im ratza ba lachzor lo yachzor. Mechol hadereshim di yesh la'av askinan. Ah, kisurim akas rochi ketani. Kitana shamrit kabel giti enu getat shigia get liyada. Ha nara rezi get, but bamed dvorim amurim. Kishen la'av. Ava yesh la'av. Omra abiyat. Seva kabel libiti. Ta. Rotsa balak zor, lo yak zor.